Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. And I have to say show, not radio show anymore, just the reason being because we are on YouTube now. So it is the radio and the TV, and well, we are pretty much all over. We will be starting to do also some shows on live as everybody else has been doing it. So why not? We have to follow the trend. My goodness, do I have a show prepared for you today? As always, how can I disappoint my listeners all over the world? And speaking all over the world, we have added another country into the world map. Yes, we have. You know why? Because of our guest. She is originally from Portugal. Her family is. So I assume that all her family members will be listening to us right now. So we will definitely have another country. We have over 48 countries worldwide. And this is one of the greatest things about the internet is because you are all over the world and you're being listened and you're being basically everybody knows about you. And well, with Lizzie T is the same thing. This is a radio show which is been going on for about 3 years, my goodness. And we have followers all over in Europe. So hello to my friends in Europe and South America and Central America. Good morning to my Australia friends. And the list goes on. If I start naming every single country, we will definitely, or city, we will be definitely running out of time, and we don't have a lot of time in the show. I want to thank all my sponsors as well. Thank you so much for being an interest in sponsoring the show. So we have quite a bit of sponsors. Nature Nova is one of them. And obviously, there is so many of them that we will be playing the commercial right after the interview. Not to worry. Also, if you are a singer-songwriter, right after the interview, right after my guest, we will be playing songs. And if you're a singer-songwriter, you would like to have a little bit of extra exposure to your music, here is the perfect place. The Lizzie T Show will be playing your songs, will be playing your genre. It doesn't matter what it is. I am very fond of rap, of jazz, of opera, gospel, my favorite. It doesn't matter. We played everything. It's just one thing has to be PR rated. And I've emphasized this many, many times is because we get some songs, awesome rap, love the music, but the lyric is a little bit, this is a family show. So I have to say no, and my VA listens to the song, and she lets me know what's going on, and I say, unfortunately, this is not a cut for here, not right now. So I apologize in advance, but I have to say this every single time. Also, I want to mention everybody who is celebrating today the Chilean International Day, or Independence Day, rather. So congratulations and Viva Chile, and so great where there's barbecues and things, all the Chileans all over the world, the celebrations, great empanadas, my favorite. Which I'm off carb right now, so I can't have those. So happy Independent Days to my Chilean friends. We celebrated at the beginning of the month Brazilian Independent Days, so now is Chile. And, you know, it goes throughout. I think most of Latin American countries, their Independence Day is around September also. Okay, well, let's get going, everyone. Let's get going. My theme music is going to be playing pretty soon, so that means I'm going to move on. And the guest is Yes, patiently waiting on the other line. So let's get going. So excited, everyone, to introduce this lady. I've been talking and talking about it on social media. I met her, I think I have to say about a year, maybe two ago, I'm not 100% sure, but we met very briefly through other networking event. Her name, by the way, is Ashley Ann Pareda. She is so, I love her face because she looks like a little girl, like a teenager, although she's, you know, very much an adult, but she has that baby face, and she's an entrepreneur, she is a speaker. And what we're going to talk about today is she's just became an author. I'm saying just became. She's been writing for a while, but she has a published book. So excited. And is a very good friend of ours, a friend of the family who actually published her book. I love her. Big shout out to Jessica Alex with Upon Star Books. She's a philanthropist at Ashley, and growing up to become naturally, she pursues social services. She graduated from Sheridan College. Since then, she's been volunteering in Nicaragua and co-founded the company called Dreams Inc., empowering youth to incorporate their dreams into their life. And that is imperative. My goodness, somebody like her, it is so important to our youth and to our community and to the world to be able to have the kids interested in something else other than material things, other than a whole bunch of other things. So let's not waste time and let's bring her on. Let's bring her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, dear. How are you? Welcome to the Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be here.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a pleasure. It's long overdue. My goodness.
Yes.
It's long overdue. But I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that that we're talking about your book. But I want to take my listeners a little bit back. I want to go back where, I mean, you look 17, but and you're not that age. But what happened in the beginning? I mean, your parents are I know they're very supportive, and they're very they support you in everything you do. But what made you, let's say, in elementary school and high school, to have this idea of being an entrepreneur and working for yourself, or having that thought in your mind? Because something must have triggered you, and I'm very curious to know. If there's anybody any parent that is listening to us right now all over the world, this is a great tip. What can we do to get our kids, or maybe something that is just within you, looking for more than this, just the J-O-B? There's nothing wrong, by the way, everyone, with the J-O-B, but it's great to have that initiative, and I want to hear from you. How did that grow within you?
Well, interesting enough, none of it came throughout elementary school and high school. I had no entrepreneurs in my family, so it was not even a thought in my mind, to be quite honest. And it really only came after, in college, I think it was, I was introduced to network marketing. And it was ever since then that I really started to think about just being very conscious of what you want to do, and really, even if it was a job, picking a job that is aligned with who you are. And it was just making those conscious decisions. And I think eventually, you know, I ended up meeting my business partner, and her and I just hit it off from the very beginning. We had a great passion and connection for volunteering abroad. And then we just realized, when it came to us graduating, we realized such a disconnect between, you know, graduates not knowing what they were going to do after college or university. And we started the idea from there.
Incredible. One of the things I love about network marketing or multi-level marketing the training, whatever it is that you do, and I love all of them, and I find that some people find a niche within, whether it's Mary Kay, whether it's Avon, whether it's Primary Financial Services, there's, oh my God, the list is beyond. But the training that they give is just phenomenal. And I have been in several of those, and I find that the training, it just makes you an entrepreneur, or the it gives you the taste of what it's like to be an entrepreneur. And if you already have that within you, which you obviously do, then obviously you're hooked. You're addicted, and I want to work for myself. I want to have something that I'm able to share with other. And here you are. I mean, you got the tick, and you want to go with it. So you have founded a company called Dreams Inc. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so as I said, it really started from us seeing a lot of our friends from graduating. We just saw them all really not knowing what they were going to do. We just saw such a lack of direction, and still just not knowing what they were what was going to be next. What we like to call it was the now what moment. And from there, we just had this idea that we wanted to really connect youth, I guess you could say, to things that we aren't taught in school. And that's really where it started from. We just knew that, you know, there was a lack of personal development in school. And to be honest, if it wasn't, I'd like to say that if it wasn't for me joining that network marketing company, it saved my life, because I was introduced to personal development and just introduced to entrepreneurship. So from there, all these things that I learned, and even my business partner had her own journey, but there were so many things that I learned that I couldn't believe I was never taught all these things I wasn't taught it in high school. And it was really from there that I said, as simple as a vision board or a dream board that we never were taught, and such an impactful tool that's helped me, and we wanted to bring these tools and bring them to youth and teach it to them younger, bring personal development and build the self-confidence at a younger age, because it was something that I lacked in elementary school and high school. So we just knew that it's something we had to bring it. We have to bring it starting at a younger age.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you find that there's, now that you are, you have founded Dreams Inc., that a lot of kids were in the same situation as you are, leaving high school, leaving college, and not knowing where to go, what to do. Maybe I have to go back and get, have any of them come to you and said, wow, thank you for the coaching, thank you for the help, thank you for guiding me, thank you, now I have a vision, now I know where to go. And I think there's a huge niche that you have discovered here to help those young minds that they're completely lost. The world, the school, the school system has not prepared anybody for the real world, you know, quote unquote.
Exactly. There's no transition in between high school and college, university. You find so many students who go into college, university, and go just to go to something that their parent told them to do, or just general, and they find they don't even like it because they have no experience. So it's, you know, so much money down the drain. So we really want to focus in at a younger age and allow them to explore and maybe start to think about really what it is that they want to do. And maybe this will eliminate, you know, spending thousands of dollars and, you know, getting in debt. And just, there's so much that we just want to teach them and show them to help them, you know, be successful.
And that is the sad part, because if you would to waste the time, which you're young, you're not married, most of the ones that are going through college don't have the kids, you know, the commitment, the mortgage, but it's still the time, it's, you know, that can come back a bit, but the financial implication, that is the hardest part, because you're leaving college, you're leaving university with a huge, you know, background, financially speaking, and what are you going to do from them? I mean, you got to do things that exactly what you just said, people, parents or family members, so you got to do this, you're good at that, they enroll in this, go work for this, and here it is, a whole big cycle of unhappy people. Now, what is the reaction actually with your parents when you told them, Mom, I am not going to become a doctor. I am not going to become the lawyer that you want me to be, especially for a Portuguese family. You know, you got to be the lawyer or, you know. One of the things I love about Portuguese people, they're always into real estate.
That is a true thing.
But so what was the reaction with them when you told them that I want to be my own boss and do this?
To be honest, my parents, I thank goodness because they have always been so supportive. I actually, from high school, I actually decided because I really had no idea. Finishing high school or really when you're supposed to be choosing and applying to college or university, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. So I took a year off and my mom was so supportive. Like, you know, she just said, follow whatever your heart desires type thing. So I knew I went into the right field. I got that time to really figure out what I wanted to do. And I think now, especially with seeing like my book coming out, like I see it so much more now, like how proud they are. And it makes me feel so happy. And I just want to make them proud.
Beautiful, beautiful. And applause to you. One of the greatest thing is for a child or for our kids to do what they want to do is to have the support of parents. And I always find when I talk to young people, younger than me anyways, that I'm doing what I was told to do and I hate it. And I hate for my kids to come back to me one day and say, Mom, you wanted me to be a radio host and just because you want it, but I hated it. So good for your parents for supporting you and you know, and giving you the extra that you need to continue. So good segue. You were talking about your book. So let's talk about that. I remember when you posted maybe a year ago, you know, I'm thinking of writing a book and I'm contemplating certain publishers. And first thing that came to mind, obviously, beautiful, amazing Jessica Alex. But how is the whole idea of writing this book came about? Because I know you're very talented. You have awesome speaker. I heard you talking a couple of times, but the book writing thing is not for everybody. And I'm the first one lifting my hands in here because I've been writing my book for a couple of years now and I'm still not done. And I know that you publish right on Facebook. I stayed all night and hey, it's done. So can you talk a little bit about the book?
Yeah. So there's so many different things that I'm trying to, you know, how do I explain this all that it all kind of came to be. But I guess everything with me really started with public speaking and that I loved sharing personal stories just to really, I guess you could say, inspire the audience. And it was actually at the end of 2014, I saw this this picture on Facebook, and it said, tomorrow is the start of a blank 365-page book, write a good one. And I said, I'm just going to journal every day for a year. So it was 2015 that, you know, the next day I went and bought three, like, blank journals, from Dollarama. And I just wrote every day. I always loved to write. It was kind of always my I guess you could say, grounding type thing that I love to do, just write about my thoughts. But I always said, you know, I'm just going to write about like what I learned today and what am I grateful for today? Anything that came up, I was going to write about it. And somewhere along the line, I had this idea, you know what, this is going to be my book. And I thought it was just, it was going to be lessons that I learned throughout my life. That's what I thought it was going to be. And then it was actually at the beginning of this year that I really, the idea of the key to happiness came and really the different themes, what it was going to be, it all came to be. But I definitely owe it to you, a big thank you for connecting with Jessica.
No. The kudos goes all to you. My goodness. It's incredible to see. I've been watching you for a couple of years now, and you're developing beautifully. You're growing your mind. You're speaking. And it's an honor for me to be able to just contribute just a tad, like a pinch, to somebody's success. And when I saw your book, when I was talking to Jessica and I said, Can you imagine? And this girl is going to go so far, and just to be able to help her, just a tiny, like, I'm nothing. It, to me, is so fulfilling, and I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so, so excited for your book. Like, it's, you deserve another one. From the journal to the book, and now to this reality, right? Because you received the box, and now you have something concrete in your hand.
Yep.
Are you going to plan any book launch, or what are the plans for this book?
Yeah, so the official launch is actually on Thursday, on my 24th birthday. So I'm going to be launching it then, but I'm doing like a small like celebration. Yeah, so I'm going to do a small little celebration with some family and friends on Saturday. Just wanted to celebrate it with, you know, people who've all like really helped me along this whole entire journey. I really want to try and get into the high schools and do some talks in the high schools. I love youth, so I love, you know, that's what I really want to do.
Awesome, awesome. And we don't want to give the book away, because we want everybody to come into the website, beautiful website, by the way, order up. So just a little summary of what people should expect from the book.
Absolutely. So, like I said, it is lessons that I've learned along the way. I don't like to classify it as a memoir, but it is all of my life experiences and how I've really handled a lot of different obstacles that I've come across, from, you know, my parents splitting up when I was younger, from, you know, in grade 12, I was in a car accident and overcoming that, overcoming self-confidence. So there's really five different themes in the book. So five different chapters, and it's forgiveness, self-awareness, self-love, gratitude, and celebration. So it's kind of all of those combined. Once you're able to, you know, go through all of that and embrace all of those different things, it's leading you 100% towards happiness. And that's where I feel I am truly happy. And it's because of these different things that I practice on a daily basis.
And you know what? It's such a relevant book for nowadays, because unfortunately a lot of kids are going through parents being splitting up. A lot of kids are suffering from self-love, and they're not good enough. Social media it's great, but it has completely ruined self-esteem for especially young women.
Absolutely.
So that's phenomenal that you're touching on that point. Being grateful. There's so much thing, especially in North America and Canada, that we are not thankful enough for water. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were in South America. You were in Nicaragua. So you know what it's like. You know what poverty is like. And some other friends of ours have gone to Africa to help out. So we know what we have here in Canada and how much we take it for granted. So little things like that, absolutely, we need to be grateful. And celebrating achievements. A lot of people, I just got an A in my test. Big deal. Let's celebrate that. So I think your book among young people is going to be raving. It's going to be so successful, because everybody needs to listen, they're probably going to be associate and relate with all of your five chapters. Now, the name of the book, how did that come about?
You know what's funny is I initially, for some reason, had A Guide to Life stuck in my head, and I thought that was going to be the title of the book. And then,
really?
To be honest, I don't know, that's what stuck. But then all of a sudden, I had some deep, I guess when I'm on the subway going into work, I zone out and I'm in my own space, and just things start coming to me. And I thought happiness, and then I thought The Key to Happiness, and I said, that's sticking, and that's staying, and that's it. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. You know, those are the greatest moments. I remember going on Subway, and this is when I had my biggest and most amazing ideas, and those are times that you really to take advantage. Phenomenal. Now, you are dating. I see pictures of with a buddy of yours. So how is that? I mean, how does he feel about being such a successful lady? And I consider you to be very, very successful. I'm not just referring to money, and I've talked about that many, many times in the show. But I know that, you know, there could be a little bit of rivalry between your success and his success. How is that in your relationship?
Interesting enough, I always find that, like, you know, I know sometimes he likes to say that, like, I inspire him. And it's funny because I've always looked up to him, and we've known each other for many, many years. And I've always looked up to him as an entrepreneur. And so I'm so happy and thankful that I have someone who is an entrepreneur, and we can have those conversations and really help each other out along this journey. But truly, he's been so supportive throughout the entire journey of me writing the book, especially with, I get really, really honest in the book. I talk about, like, friendships that I had for years that ended, and, you know, he was with me through all of that, and he really helped me when I started to doubt, you know, should I be doing this? Should I be writing about this? Should I be so authentic and open? And he would just remind me. He would just tell me, why are you doing it? And that would immediately just help me and get back into focus and just say, I need to do this. I need to be open. And there's so many kids so many youth that are going through everything that I've gone through that I need to put my story out there.
Good for
him.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you guys feed to each other. And this is great. This is great. Guys, I will be stopping for a couple of minutes so we can have one word of our sponsor. We do still have a couple of minutes on the show, a couple of questions. The theme is, tell us who you are, what you do, contact anything new. So we still have a couple of more questions, and I'll be right back after the ad.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back, and we can't waste any more time because we are here with beautiful, gorgeous, amazing entrepreneur, author, speaker. Wow. Can go on and on and on. It's one of my favorite ladies. I've seen her grow, and I'm seeing her develop, and she's going to be amazing. I'm so happy that I was part of that. And when she's big, big times, I can say, hey, she was on my show too. I'm speaking to Ashley Ann Pareda, great, amazing lady. And one of my last questions for her are, now that you have this book, Ashley, now that you have all this in your hands, a lot of material, you've been speaking for a while, you've done Momondit, you've done many things, you work with my greatest friend as well, Carol Shalta, there's so much that you, what are the plans for the future? What are you thinking of? Are you thinking workshop? Are you thinking another book? Are you thinking perhaps coaching? What are you thinking?
Interesting. I actually have quite a few different ideas. I definitely want to have my book translated to Portuguese. So that's definitely in the future. And I've also had ideas, you know, to do like a documentary along the lines of this Key to Happiness and incorporate many different people in it. I haven't thought about too much about like coaching or workshops just because I have my Dream Think business as well. So I guess just incorporating this all together with the Key to Happiness and just really showing like this book is really all about incorporating that message from Dreams Incorporated. It's, you know, incorporate your dreams into your life. And I just want
awesome
so many people to see, like, I'm 24. I know I'm young, but no matter what, I just want people, I guess my big message is just not take life for granted. You know, we never know when it's going to be our time, and we just have to, whatever we want to do, whatever our dreams are, we just have to do it now. So I just want to go along with that. And whatever comes, I just want to do it.
And let's not forget, where can people find your book? Can you please share with the audience the website or a phone number or a link?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's on my website, ashleyannpereira.com. Very simple.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I will place the links, everyone. We're starting to run out of time. I'm so sorry. We can go on and on and on today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Love to have you on the TV show coming up as well. I know you live close by. So, yeah, thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. I so appreciate it.
That was Ashley Pereira. It's such an honor to have her, and I'm really, really proud of her. And check it out, the website. I will have the links on the Lizzie T Show. Continuing on with the show, we have some music coming up, and there's one more commercial, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality.
Empire, everyone, with the song "Let's Do It Again." So here is the next song. Please make sure you enjoy it. It's Ashley Day.
We can run, we can fly, pack our bags.
That was tight, everyone. A talented, amazing fellow. Very, very impressed. I had him on the show at about maybe 3 months ago, and love it. Next up is a group all the way from New York, a Latino group, and is doing great success with this song led by Lorena Paulwan, and the song is called A Tu Lado. Let's enjoy some Latino music, especially on International Independence Day.